The stock does, who's dictating on Nicole Cooper, 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 Nicole, NICOLE, N as in Nancy, NICOLE. Date of birth is 5/28/80. Date of visit is 3/27/23. Please make a copy for Michelle Kessler, K-E-S-S-L-E-R, A-P-R-N. Next line. History of prison illness. This is a 46-year-old female who is overweight, was recently referred to rheumatology for a history of muscle pains and body ache and trouble sleeping at night due to pain. The patient apparently has no history of snoring or apnea that she knows of, but has a history for anxiety and depression and migraines and multiple joint pains with muscle aches. She was seen by the rheumatologist and was advised to go for a sleep study to rule out sleep apnea. The patient has been overweight for many years. She does not have any history for asthma or chronic lung disease. Next paragraph. Habits the patient... next paragraph is past history. Past history includes history for migraines and essential tremors, history for Lyme disease, and history for COVID-19 infection, depression, anxiety, and fibromyalgia, period. Surgery includes appendectomy, C-section, and upper and lower endoscopies. Next line, habits the patient denies smoking, but has been exposed to secondhand smoke. No alcohol use. She has used marijuana periodically. Next paragraph, allergies to sulfa. Next paragraph, family history. The patient family history of the patient's mother is in good health and has no history of hypertension. Father is also in good health and has hypertension. Next paragraph, med list included amitriptyline 25 milligrams HS, escitalopram 20 milligrams daily, hydroxyzine 25 milligrams BID, Armour thyroid 60 milligrams daily, Xanax 1 milligram BID, cyclobenzaprine 10 milligrams HS, and sumatriptan as needed. Next, system review. The patient the patient has gained weight. She has no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or flank pains. She has no shortness of breath, wheezing, or cough. She does have abdominal pains and nausea, irritable bowels, and constipation. She has no chest pain or jaw pain, no palpitations or leg swelling. She does have joint pains, muscle stiffness, muscle aches. She has anxiety, depression. She has easy bruising. And she has headaches and memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This moderately obese, middle-aged female is alert. Pale, no acute distress, no clubbing, peripheral edema, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 120/76, pulse is 96, respiration is 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 196, saturation 98. HENT and enormous phallic pupils reactive and equal. Sclera were clear, throat is clear, nasal mucus mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with essentially clear lung fields. Heart thyroxins are regular, so an S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. extremities, no edema or lesions. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Fibromyalgia. Number 2 is history of migraines. Number 3, possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number 4, exogenous obesity. Number 5, hypothyroidism. Next plan, the patient has been advised to go for a polysomnogram. Also, get CBC, complete metabolic profile. And we will get a copy of her previous labs and chest x-rays. She will continue with her present meds, and a follow-up visit will be arranged in 6 weeks. Weight loss was discussed, and I'll make an addendum report after the sleep study has been completed. Thank you for this consultation.